Lead kindly light amid encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home.
Very good evening, everyone. Once upon a time, there was a 6-year-old boy and his sister who was 4-year-old. They were moving around in one market and suddenly the sister stopped in front of a shop and she was staring at one doll which was inside. And she told her brother, "I want this doll." And the brother who was there, he looked at the doll and he went straight to the owner of the shop and he said, "I want to purchase that doll." So the shopkeeper was amused because he looked very poor. So he said, the shopkeeper said, "How much you have?" So he took out some shells which he had collected from seashore and he handed over to the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper started counting it as if he is counting money and they were just shells. And he took 4 shells and returned back 2 shells. And he said, "This is 4 shells, you could take back 2. And he handed over the doll. After the boy left, the servant of that shopkeeper came to him and asked, "How is it that such a costly doll and you handed over to that boy just for 4 shells?" The shopkeeper gave a very beautiful answer. He said, look, at this point of time, the boy doesn't know what is the cost of that doll. But a day will come when he will understand the cost of the doll. A day will come when he will understand that it takes money. Right now, he doesn't know that it needs money. And he doesn't know that what he has given me suggestions. The day will come when he will realize, and that day he will remember me. And that day he will remember me that there are some good people in the world. And the world is filled with positive people. That's why I gave him that toy. This is a very beautiful story which shows us that our positive outlook, our positive mindset, it's a very, very strong thing in the world. We can achieve anything in this world with a very strong tool of positive mind. And today's topic is, your greatest friend is your positive mind. And you might be knowing today is the World Friendship Day. So, our mind is our greatest friend, but the same mind can become the greatest enemy. At present, just to tell you, I work in one global hospital. There's one hospital called Global Hospital and Research Center in India, in Rajasthan, in Mount Abu. Just few days back, there was one brother from Nepal who had come to us. We had a huge spiritual retreat center. So one brother from Nepal had come. His age was around 25. And he narrated his experience of life. You know what he said? He said, I was born in a very rich family. And from a very early childhood, I got addicted to n number of drugs. My both pockets, my bag would have just ganja, of opium, cigarettes, alcohol, everything. He was like a goon with a big hair, with tattoo here, tattoo there. And he would move on his bike everywhere with all those friends. He was leading such a life. And not 1 or 2 years, for many, many years he was leading such a life. And one day, as he was doing all of these things, he came in contact with some spiritual people. And looking at those people, he felt a guilty sensation within him. What I am doing with my life? And he described that I kept on crying the whole night. I was crying and crying and crying and crying. I was not understanding what to do. Why I was crying, I didn't know. I was just crying without any reason. Nobody instructed me anything. Nobody told me that do this or do that. Nothing. You were just blubbering, crying and crying and crying. Next day again the same routine. He would sleep at around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning. That was the time of his sleeping. In that time he used to stay awake with his friends, moving around here and there and doing all those nonsensical things. Now such a person who was so deeply into all those addictions, he said, one day, suddenly I saw some sisters, some spiritual people who were leading a very moral life, very elevated life, and looking at them, he felt I should do something, some change should come, and he kept on crying. The next day he got up, the same routine. The third day he got up, the same routine. He was crying and crying, not understanding why I was crying. And then, one day, as if some ray of light came upon him and he decided, no, I have to stop it. and how he stopped it, you know. His all both pockets were filled with all those packets of drugs, both of them, this packet, and he moved the whole day telling his own mind that it is in my pocket. He told those drugs, you, I will not take you. He did this experiment with himself. No matter what happens, you are there in my pocket, but I will not touch you. First day, second day, third day, 7 days he kept those drugs in his pocket and he told himself, his own mind, whatever you do, I will not touch you. And then suddenly, after 7 days, he took them out and threw them. And after that, never, never, never again touched them. This was a real experience which I heard recently from a brother. And he is so leading such a pure life, such a humble life, such a spiritual life, such a youthful person, such an enthusiastic person, doing service. So this is a real experience which shows that with a very strong mind, with a very powerful mind, you can do anything. There is no impossible thing in the world. No matter where we are, what we are, what are we having, everything is possible. So the first thing is this. You must have heard about, you know, the donkey which fell down into a well. And the owner of the donkey thought, first he tried to pull him out, but it was very difficult. And then he thought, already this is a very old donkey, what is the use? So he started throwing dust to bury it there, that donkey. But you know what that donkey did? Every time the dust fell on his body, he made it go down. And he stepped up, stepped up, stepped up, stepped up and came out. No matter what situation is, no matter what circumstances, wherever we are, whatever we are, we can always come out. The first thing which is needed is that hope. That ray of hope is needed. And people around the world have shown this to us, that impossible can be made into a possible thing. So with this background, we will begin with a very small journey. We are born, we grow, and then certain things happen in life. We are attracted to many things. We are tempted to many things. Peer pressure, easy availability, and many such things, they pull us. And then gradually we are caught. And then it is very difficult to come out. Earlier it appears, it is nothing, it is nothing, it is nothing. But then gradually we are caught. And then it is so difficult to come out of it. All of you must have experienced that in your lives. You know, in our hospital, we get so many patients, so many patients. You know, the place where I stay, that's a tourist place. And so many people come there every weekend from the nearing place. And they have party and they have drinks and so many things. And then they come to the hospital in a very intoxicated stage. And otherwise also, being a hill station, so many people are there who are staying there. Got addicted to something or other. But my own experience tells me that there are so many who came out of all that so nicely with their willpower, with the positive thinking and with the positive mind. So, what should we do when we are in such a situation? You know, the best thing, suppose somebody is feeling down, how we should come out of it? The best thing is start teaching about it. Start encouraging others. Start inspiring others. and you yourself come out of that mind. Whatever, you know, one Sufi saint said a very beautiful thing. He said, I teach you not because I know more than you. I teach you not because I know more than you, but because I have committed more blunders in life than you. I teach you because I have committed more mistakes than what you have done in your life. And who can help us? That is the important question. Can really somebody else from outside help us? The first thing is that all help will come from within. All help will come from our own subconscious mind. Because if you analyze the mind, how it is, if you see, this is the conscious mind, one part of it, and one ninth part is below. It is submerged. It is like an iceberg, what you see. That is the only conscious mind. And all habits, all addictions are there down in the subconscious mind. And how the addictions start? It starts just as a small thing and gradually assumes a gigantic proportion. People, it's not just the addiction to drugs, but I will tell you, people are addicted to tea, people are addicted to coffee, and nowadays the greatest addiction is mobile, internet, online. If you make any person to stay offline for 4 days, it becomes very difficult. Very, very difficult. There was a lady who was being sent to a rehab center because she had internet addiction. So she got ready to go to the rehab center on one condition, provided the rehab has got Wi-Fi. She said, I will go there only if it has got Wi-Fi. So that is what the thing that is happening in the world. We are trapped. But is there any hope? Really, can we come out? How can I help myself to come out of it? Definitely people are there to help me. But the greatest thing which is needed is my own internal will. Own internal desire. A burning desire is needed to do this. And it is possible. And as I said, we are addicted to so many things. Addicted to shopping, addicted to news, addicted to video games. You know, small children, you see them, what they are doing all the time. Playing with the mobile. So many things. And it is attacking us in a very, very subtle manner. So this process of de-addiction, this process of changing the habit, this process of stopping this habit and starting a new habit is a wonderful process. And each one of us should undergo this process. And the same principles, the universal principles will apply. And what are those principles? So, I'm not just going to talk about de-addiction, but I'm going to talk something about positive mind. I'll be telling you some principles, at least there are 12 principles of positive mind, or you can say of de-addiction, that can help person to come out of it. The first principle is awareness. The first step is awareness. Accept that yes, it has happened to me. Many people come to our hospital and they get admitted for some other thing. We ask them, do you smoke? He says, yeah. No, I used to smoke. I gave up. When did you give up? Yesterday. After getting admitted in the hospital. That's how they talk. When did you give up? Yesterday. Because in the hospital there is no smoke. Smoking. So this is how they talk. So we all have, you know, I would like to tell you one word. Cognitive distortions. Have you heard of this? Anyone? In psychology they teach a lot. Cognitive distortions. What are they? There are about 15 or 20 cognitive distortions. One of them is minimization. Another is maximization. Whatever that happens to you, you minimize it as if nothing has happened. Oh, do you drink? No, never. Sometimes. Do you smoke? Never. I never. Very, very little. Very at few times. We always minimize and sometimes we maximize. That's how we do. And our mind plays a trick. You know, there was a person who was addicted to alcohol and he used to drink every day. And every day his wife would fight with him. His children were unhappy with him. So what he did? One day he decided, now whatever happened, I will not drink. And there was a bar and he said, I will pass by the side of that bar, but I will not even look at that bar. So he started walking with a strong determination and he crossed that bar and he was so happy. Oh, I have done it. I have passed through that path, but I have not even looked at it. And now he wanted to reward himself. And what was the reward? Let's go and have drink. That was the reward he gave himself. So how the mind tricks. You have to understand the subtle psychology of the mind. We decide every time, oh, I will do this, and then suddenly something happens and everything is gone. Why this happens? There was yet another drunkard, and he used to drink whole day and whole night. So one day, he got fed up. He said, now I will collect all the wine bottles. Okay? He collected all the wine bottles of his family, from his home, came out, took first bottle, which was empty bottle. He said to that bottle, because of you, my wife fights with me every day. And he broke it. He took second bottle and looked at the second bottle and said, because of you, my children don't talk with me. He broke it. He took the third bottle and he said, because of you, I lost my job. And he broke it. And then he took the fourth bottle. It was full. And he looked at it about to break it. He said, oh, you are innocent. You are innocent. You have not done anything. And he kept it. This is how the mind tricks. And we don't understand what to do. All the promises made in calm are broken in storm. Promises which are made in calm are broken in storm. So what we should do? So the first principle, the first step is awareness. Bring that awareness. Bring that awareness at a very, very deeper level. And how to bring awareness? Keep on reading about it. This is in medical field, it is known as aversion therapy. Develop hatred for the thing for which you want to give up. If you want to give up a particular habit, read against that habit. Develop dislike for that habit. Visualize that, no, I don't want it. Keep on having negative thoughts about it. Read about the damages. In the hospital, we see many people who are addicted to multiple things and they get heart attack and they get admitted in the hospital. And then we tell them, oh, this has happened because of your addiction. He says, oh, this is never. I experienced such a squeezing, such a severe chest pain of heart attack. I will never again touch it. So some event is needed sometimes. So we don't have to wait for the event to happen. Bring awareness. And what is the way of awareness? Attend such talks. One, read about it. Listen the audios. And listen the experiences of people, which is the most powerful tool. Nothing is more important than the experience. A person who was neck deep in any addiction and how he came out of it. Just in one go. I have seen many people coming out of it without any withdrawal symptoms. Just with their very, very strong willpower. It is possible. It is all because our mind is somewhere deep. It is all because we are about to break that bottle and then we see, oh, you are innocent. And we can keep it down. This is what we do. This is how the mind tricks. Nothing doing. Be relentless. Be merciless. This is the habit, it has damaged my house. This is the habit, it has damaged my peace. It has destroyed my family. This is the habit, it has destroyed the peace of my mind. The sanctity of my heart. What my religion tells me, what God tells me, what I should be am I happy with myself? You will look into within yourself, you will see a sort of dissatisfaction. Because we are not supposed to be what we are. We are made for a higher principle, higher being. So the first step is awareness. How do we get aware? Listen about it, see things, listen to the experiences of people, meet those people who are doing the similar efforts to get out of it. This will increase the awareness. That is the first principle. Second, there is the past. Whatever that has happened till now, full stop. Whatever that has happened till now, put a full stop. Enough. Past is past, past is gone. Learn from it and put a full stop. Don't keep on thinking, oh, why that happened, why I did this, why I did that, and why I did that. Repentance is a good thing, but to spend time, all the time in repentance is a waste of time. Put a full stop and begin a new life. I was sharing yesterday also, Mahatma Gandhi had said a very good thing one day. Once, he said, when I sleep at night, I die. And when I get up in the morning, next day, I am reborn. So feel that every day is a new day. Every day I am taking a new birth. Whatever that has happened in the past, whatever that has happened in the past life, whatever that has happened till now, full stop to it. I don't have to waste my time thinking about it. I don't have to keep on thinking why I did this, why I did this. The whole life is getting spent in sorrow, suffering, misery, repentance. Enough. Enough is enough. Now I begin a new life, a new lease of life I have got. So, have such refreshing thoughts. You know, every thought has got vibrations. This is all universe is an ocean of vibrations. You take a tuning fork, you make it like this. So it will create vibrations. So the quantum physics says everything is vibrating, everything is moving. We see this mic, okay? It is at stable at one place, but you see it through electron microscope. You will find that everything is moving, electron, photons, and everything, and ultimately everything is an energy. So this entire universe is the ocean of energy. And everything is vibrating, and there are two things, microcosm and microcosm. This is the outside universe, there is a universe within us. That is known as microcosm. So just as outside universe, everything is moving, our thoughts are also moving. They also have vibrations, they also have energy. I am sitting here, you are listening to me. It's not just my words which are reaching you, but my energy, my vibrations are also reaching you. And if suppose I have negative vibes for you, negative feelings for you, no matter how positive I speak, the same negative will reach you. So even thoughts vibrate. So whatever I send out, the same will come out. You must have heard about law of attraction, law of vibration. These are very important laws. And in this law, there is one thing which is taught, which is known as law of affirmation. Affirmation means keep on repeating. Three types of affirmation. Present, future, and natural. Three. So create auto-suggestions. For example, somebody is addicted to smoking from 30 years. What affirmation he should create? The first affirmation is, I am getting rid of smoking. Present tense. Okay? The second affirmation, future. Soon I will get rid of smoking. And third affirmation is natural. It's so easy to get rid of it. It's not a hard task for me. Very easy it is. And keep on repeating it all the time. Keep on repeating it. So always divide your statements of the mind. They are known as auto-suggestions. They are known as self-hypnosis. Three types. First, present. Second, future. And third, natural. It's very easy for me. It's very easy for me. I already got rid of it. It is so easy. And soon I will get rid of it. Future, present, I am getting rid of it. For example, somebody is addicted to chocolate. suffering, that is the break of addiction in children. One of the presidents, Prime Minister of India, he used to say that after every dinner I need sweet. And he publicly once announced that I am addicted to that. I need sweets, sugar, after every dinner. So addiction could be anything. So if you want to get rid of it, first step, present tense. I am getting rid of it. 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 Second, soon I will get rid of it. Soon I will get rid of it. Future things. Third, natural. So easy it is. 10 people have done, I can't do it. It's so easy for me, I can also do it if others have done it. If one person has done anything, everyone can do it. So this is known as awareness. First, and second, I said, there is the past. No matter what has happened in the past, forget it. Enough. Now, gain power. That is the second step. The third step is creating positive environment. Creating positive atmosphere. How do we create positive atmosphere? Anyone? If there is a negativity everywhere, how do we create positive atmosphere? Yeah? What should we do? I'll just give an example. A mosquito. You know mosquito? A baby mosquito went out for the first time flying. And he came back. His daddy asked, how was it? So baby mosquito said, Daddy, it was so good. When I was flying, everybody was clapping. Human beings were clapping. They were encouraging. So that is known as positivity. That is known as positivity. No matter what situations is, as I said, our thoughts vibrate. Just as if you keep incense stick here and there is a petty bad odor, what does the incense stick do? Does it go and tell that odor, oh, go away, go away? No, it doesn't do anything. It just starts sending out packets and the whole atmosphere soon becomes packets. In the similar manner, no matter wherever we are, whatever negative situations, negative life circumstances, family is unhappy, children are unhappy, I myself am unhappy with myself, whatever. Now create new thoughts. These are the thoughts that can change things. Emotions that can change things. There was one man and he was a chain smoker and he used to love his daughter too much. But his wife came and said, no, I will, unless and until you give up smoking, you are not allowed to see your daughter. And she took away the daughter. Now what to do? He was so unhappy. And he had tried a lot to give up, but he couldn't. So what he did is, you know, he took the help of visualization. Every morning he would sit like this, close the eyes and see that he is playing with his daughter in a garden. And that is possible only when he will give up. So he visualized. He gave suggestions to himself. He said, no matter whatever has happened in the past, full stop. Now I have to create a positive life. So he started working on his own subconscious mind. I will suggest you a name of a book. That's one of the best book written. If you want, you can just note it down. The name of the book is The Power of Subconscious Mind. The Power of Subconscious Mind. It is available online also. If you want, just read and go through it. That book has mentioned healing techniques, de-addiction techniques, and written by a person who was diagnosed with cancer and doctors told, no hope for you. But with his own mind power, he cured himself. So name of the author is Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a world famous book, The Power of Subconscious Mind. It's translated in many languages. Probably it might be available in Arabic also. You just search it. It's a beautiful book, The Power of Subconscious Mind. So the third principle is creating positive vibrations. And how do we create? By positive feelings, by positive emotions, by positive thoughts, by reading positive things, by listening positive things, engaging yourself in some creative activities. Keep busy yourself in some creative activities. Fourth principle is detaching yourself from negativity. Move to the atmosphere where people are talking positivity. Move to the places where there is a positivity. Go to nature. And I hope everybody loves nature. Is it so? Everybody loves nature? Going in the garden, sitting near sea, enjoying the sky, the streams, the mountains, the rivers. They're so beautiful. And many people have taken help of that. Go and sit there and talk with nature, talk with yourself, talk with God. And these are the very powerful tools of de-addiction. Very, very powerful tools. Self-talk. Keep on talking with yourself. What I have achieved, what I want, what is the goal of my life, what I need to do, what I have done. This is what where I am at present. Keep on seeing your whole life again and again. That is known as retrospection. Introspection and retrospection. See yourself. Yes, this has happened. Now I have to change. So detaching yourself from negativity. And then next principle is encouraging others. Encouraging others. For example, there is a person who drinks tea about 20 times a day. Now he wants to get rid of this addiction to tea. What he should do, you know? Start teaching others that tea is bad. Start telling others that you should not drink tea. Because when we keep on telling others and we keep on doing that, automatically our own mind is hearing. It will have reverse effect on ourselves. So encourage others. Keep on talking about it. Automatically the things will happen within. So encouraging others. And then focus on your dreams. The next principle is create a vision. This is known as vision board. Have you heard about the book or the documentary Secret? It's quite famous, which talks about the law of attraction. One of the author, who is a Muslim author, he said a very beautiful experience. He said that I wanted to construct a home, my own home. So he took a board, and on that board, with his imagination, he drew picture of his house. And then he forgot about it and it got lost, that vision board, that board. After many, many years, he constructed his house. After many years, he constructed his house and he forgot about that vision board. And one day suddenly he discovered that vision board and found my house is exactly what I had imagined so many years. So what we think in our subconscious mind, the same thing will happen one day. I'll tell you one more experience when we were doing medical MBBS. None of us boys, they were interested in school. They all used to waste time, move here and there and all that. So we used to live in hostel. And in the hostel, there were different rooms. So we were just doing MBBS, we did not become doctor. We were just first year students. So what each student had written on the board, on the door, you know, doctor, his name, and below 4 or 5 degrees, MD, MS, head of the department of ophthalmology, head of the department of psychiatry. Nobody had become anything. They had not even become MBBS. But that was they had written. I see now, after 20 years, whatever everybody had written, that person has become that. That was a vision they had created. US return, head of the department medicine, head of the department anesthesiology, like that. You know, that's how it works. Focus on your dreams. Create a vision. See yourself as a person who is totally wiseless, who is totally free, who is not slave, who is very powerful. Keep on seeing yourself and see that that person is coming and getting merged in you. That person is coming and getting merged in you. that vision is very, very needed, very, very needed thing, essential thing. And next is gratitude, gratefulness. Thank God that at least I got this awareness today. Thank your parents, thank your friends, thank the people who are helping you. Thank everyone. This thankfulness has got a very strong positive energy. So that sense of thankfulness, oh, I am thankful. Be thankful for every small thing. Thankful for every small thing. If somebody helps, thankfulness does not mean just to say thanks with your mouth. The thankfulness should come from the heart. I'm thankful to the Lord for whatever He has done to me. I have gone through very traumatic experiences, but I'm still thankful because these experiences have taught me to become strong. Now I can help others. Just as I got addicted and I got trapped, and now I'm coming out of it. Now I can help others. I can warn them. I can teach them with firmness and affirmation, assertion. And then next is healthy habits. Just tell me a few healthy habits you would like to have. Anybody? What are few of the healthy habits one should have? Anybody? Sleeping on time and getting up early in the morning. Getting up as early in the morning as possible. I'll tell you our own example. The place where we are, our meditation starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. And everybody reaches there after taking bath. So early morning hours are very powerful. And whatever resolution you do in early morning, that is very powerful. So get up early in the morning for prayers. Get up early in the morning for reading some spiritual things. Get up early in the morning reading some inspirational things. Very powerful tools. The earlier risers are always have a lot of time with them throughout the day also. So that is one healthy habit. Second, as sister said, sleeping early and getting up early. This is one. Second, anyone? Tell me any healthy habit which you would like to have in your life. Eating. Yeah. Eating. Eating means what are the things you want to follow in eating? Four things you should follow in eating. First, hungerless eating. We are not hungry, still eating. Eating. This should be avoided. Second, overeating. Eating too much, all the time thinking about food, what is there. That is the second principle. Overeating. Third is eating in anger. Eating with displeasure. Eating with complaints. Oh, salt is less. It is not tasty. God has offered you that. Accept it with love, with happiness, with pleasure. With complaints. Not happy with this food, that food. The whole attitude is negative. That is the third principle. And fourth, a wrong type of food. Wrong type of food. Food which is not healthy. Food that will make me drowsy. Food that will make me excited. Food which is not nourishing and health giving, which is making me sick. That food should be avoided. So food, when you eat, eating food should be an act of prayer. When you are eating, it is as if a prayer with positive energy. Eat it, every morsel which is not going in my heart, in my body. It is as if feeding the whole world and I am thankful to God for it. So, eating healthy food, that is the second. And go more and more for healthy diet. That's another thing. Avoiding all the fast food that's available around the world. Any healthy habit from backside? Yeah? Exercise. Excellent. Exercise. And which is the best exercise, you know? Walking. Walking. Early morning walking. Be in the company of nature and enjoy nature. Once you go in the company of nature, all these things, these sensual pleasures, what one gets after addiction? Little pleasures, that's it. the same pleasure or the better pleasure can be derived. You know, when we eat chocolate, some chemicals are released, enkephalins, endorphins, and they are known as happiness hormones. So they give you pleasure. When you smoke, when you drink, when you have any drug addiction, what happens? Nicotine, what it does? It releases certain chemicals and you feel pleasure, and that's why you get addicted to it. What is the philosophy of addiction, you know? Whenever you take some addictive thing, certain chemicals are released from brain and that gives you pleasurable sense. And that pleasure attracts you again and again. And when you are not given that, all withdrawal symptoms come. But is it possible? The same chemicals can be released by some another method. So another method is exercise. Another method is walking. Another method is meditation. Just said, another method is prayer. Another method is reading spiritual scriptures. Another method is associating with spiritually minded people, religious people. Another method is visiting spiritual places. Go there and sit and read the lives of so many saints, the prophets, how elevated their lives were. Spend time in reading the lives of prophets. And you will derive inspiration. The power will come. Understanding is there, but power is lacking. So you need power. The power will come with from God. Yeah. Keep on reading, keep on reading, keep on reading each and every line of it. To the extent that you learn it by heart. You know what is said where. Each and every ayat. Each and every surah. Everything should go with it. So whatever is a religion, whatever, wherever, whichever places we are born in whatever family, make fill your mind with spirituality. And where there is a spirituality, there is no place for materialism. When there is a spiritual joy, all the filthy pleasures of the drugs are nothing in front of it. Be spiritually intoxicated. This worldly intoxication, you take it, it lasts for 6 hours, 8 hours, it's gone. Spiritual intoxication lasts the whole life. Be spiritual drunkards. Those who drink the spiritual wine of God's love, that is the real addiction. Get addicted to divine love. Get addicted to divine scriptures, to divine lifestyle. So healthy habits. So exercise. Any other healthy habit? Any other healthy habit? Yeah? Which you are trying, which you see in others, but you are not able to do it. Yeah? Yes? Yeah? Helping others. This is such a good habit. Very good habit. Whenever possible, try to help somebody. The positive chain is created by helping others. Whenever somebody needed somebody, help him. Wherever somebody is needed, help him. You know, recently, I heard a very good Urdu poetry. I don't know how much true it is, but it's very good. In that poetry, there's a woman, okay? And that woman has heard about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And she heard that he is making people go against the orthodox earlier religion. And she became against him and she went to Kaaba and she talked against him and he prayed that he should not be there. And she came back. There's a beautiful poetry. You can go on internet. It's there. Likha hai ek zayifa ki jo Makkah mein rehti thi. Jo in baaton ko sunti thi. It's like that. A very beautiful voice by some brother. And that's a beautiful poetry or song, I will say. So this lady, she was against Muhammad and Prophet Muhammad, and she came back and she said, oh, yes, he should get destroyed. And she was just standing. And then when that did not happen, she decided to leave that place, that Makkah. And she was about, she carried all her baggages and she was waiting outside.
And then she was waiting for servant to come to help her. And then one man came. And who was that man? Prophet Muhammad. And he said, he asked, who are you? He said, I am your servant. Do you want anything? He says, okay, I can help you. So he carries his luggage, her luggage, and takes her out of the village. And there she gets happy. And she says, oh, you are a good person. I hope that you help me. How much your fees? How much you want? He says, I am a servant. What is the fees? I don't need any fees. But he says, okay. So now, just listen to me. There's one man there. His name is Muhammad. Please don't go to him. He's very, very bad. He tells this man. And then ultimately again he asks him, who are you? He says, I am that. And she is crying and crying and crying and crying. Yeah. And then she becomes Muslim. Have you heard of this film? It's a very beautiful story. It's in Hindi, Urdu. It's a song, like very, very beautiful song. So what was that? गरीबों की मदद करना ये आदत थी पैगंबर की. To help the poor was the habit of the पैगंबर. That was the habit of the prophet, peace be upon him. So helping others is a good habit. So try helping each one, try helping others, and inculcate this habit. That will elevate the spirit. So healthy habits. So these are the few things. There are few more, but time is getting up, so I will not proceed further. But this de-addiction is a life. This is a process. We are always continuously in that process. Keep on progressing, keep on progressing, keep on progressing. And one day, we hope to reach the final goal of life, where we are leading a completely pure life, a religious life, a spiritual life, a life which God likes. When we go in front of Him, He should shower us with flowers. He should say, I am happy with whatever you did in your life. That's what is the de-addiction. So there are many things to talk, but I think, let me call it today. If you have any question, you can ask. I think all are beyond questions. They have got. In one last thing, answer to every one of your questions will never come from outside. It will come from within. The subconscious has got all the answers to all the problems of life. Okay? Thank you.